You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, it's time for us to get into our first conversation of this morning, and we're talking about Christian ethics in a modern world. Now, being a Christian man in today's world is not an easy feat, right? With shifting societal norms and ethical dilemmas at work, modern masculinity pressures, staying true to biblical values can be challenging. All right. So how exactly do men balance strength with humility, ambition with integrity, faith with everyday responsibilities? Christian ethics are not just about what happens on a Sabbath morning. They actually shape our decisions at work and in relationships, and also in the way that men lead their families and communities. And so Elder Patrick Nyabeta will be joining us for this conversation this morning and just guiding us through for the young men out there who are trying to figure things out in terms of Christian ethics in this world that we're living in. My Elder, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning. God is good all the time and all that. I hope.
Amen. Amen. For sure. He is good all the time. We thank you so much for making time for us this morning, Elder. Let's get straight into our conversation. What are some of these big ethical challenges that Christian men are facing in today's world?
That's okay. We are living kumaxesha are very, very challenging.
Yeah.
And then go kulonto leyo, it causes into yokokuba ngaba each and every man or a young man who is living on top of this planet Earth. I'm missing God. Because I challenge as he faces leyo. Mm-hmm. See, face a challenge, yokokuba ngaba wonke umntu wants to be on top position,
yeah,
as much as he is a Christian or he is not a Christian.
Yeah.
But everybody wants to be in status sake, masibona kanjokuba ngaba I am who I am. So everybody around me, when they saw me, my soul in the manga, but this is Elder Pat. I'm Patrick.
Yeah.
The car I'm driving, I'm Patrick. The house I'm living, I am Patrick. The wife I'm going with to church, I am Patrick.
Hey.
You see?
Yeah.
You see, when I'm standing, this is Patrick, low petele wallet.
Sure.
You see? So it's a challenge. London, it causes the banga, but it affects the values of Christianity, the ethics of the Christianity. We affect standards and Christianity too, because we want to be known. We want to be well known. What are your values? You remember most Emakaya. Masihamba, siyophangela somewhere else. Maybe I'm going to Joburg, Durban, overseas. The parents are saying, Ndanam, where are you going?
Hey.
You must know that you go and represent the family, the name of this family.
Remember
of this family.
Yeah.
Remember who you are. Go and represent the name of this family where you are. And this is why most of the time, anything that happens, I wonder kunjani kokwapi.
Sure. Yeah.
Wonder kunjani kokwapi.
But where does that pressure come from, though? Is it an internal thing? Is it social media? What is it that creates that pressure and that desire, Yoguti? They must know that I'm here now.
I like this question, that pressure comes from. Most of the time, see, pause, say, pa, see, throw it there.
Okay.
While you make me go bang, I'm wet.
Hey.
It's you.
Hey.
You. Don't start and say, DJ. Let's go to the devil. And God. God says, Adam, where are you?
Hey. Hello, my elder. Are you still there? My elder, are you still there? We seem to have lost the elder there. Let's see if we can reestablish that connection. For those who are just joining us, we're talking about some of the societal pressures that young men are facing. And we just want to just try and reestablish that connection. We lost our elder there in the middle of his statement. So he's just talking about taking responsibility, the importance of taking responsibility for your own actions, taking responsibility for your choices, instead of pointing outward and saying it's because of society, it's because of social media, it's because of them. But we also have to look within and say, what is my part? What role do I play in this situation? Right? So it doesn't help anyone to keep looking outside and saying, let's blame it on them, because they are the ones who have created this situation. We have to take responsibility for our own mindset, take responsibility for the things that we have chosen to internalize. So even if society is trying to feed you something, you have a choice whether or not you're going to ingest it, right? At a certain point, as a man, you have to make that decision on whether or not you're going to fall for the okey-doke, or if you're going to make your own choices and rather believe what the Bible tells you, who God says you are, instead of who society tells you that you are. All right. We seem to be having some trouble connecting with our elder. Let's try that one more time, and hopefully we'll be able to get through and continue this conversation. But you're invited to engage with us as well. +27 7347 035 20. Again, that's +27 7347 035 20. And you can also find us on social media, the SID Media, across all platforms. Please get in touch and let us know what you think of the conversation that we're having. And if you are a young man out there, or if you're raising a young man and you have seen some of these pressures and just trying to figure out how to navigate your way with regards to Christian ethics in this modern society, please do reach out and let us know what you think about that. I believe we have the elder back on the line. Are you there, my elder?
Are you there?
Yes.
Hey, this is technology things.
It's fine. Let's just continue our conversation. So you were talking about the importance of taking responsibility instead of saying
Singabantu, who always wants to blame. Because of now the clear position is because of, I was still talking about the story of God and Adam. Right. Adam, God asked Adam, where are you?
Yes.
Adam, why you did this?
Yeah.
And Adam says, no, Lomfaz.
Hey.
And Lomfaz says, no, it's not me. You see, we always shift the blame. No, it's not me. Kanti, what is important, Dobangaba, whatever siyenzayo into, as much as is ilizwe lona, it's not going to change. But I values, I principles, and iphume nazo mna ekhaya zithini ngam. What are they saying about me?
Yeah.
Because remember, it's all about me.
Yeah.
Not about Bongi, not about my surrounding friends. All about what ekebeleni, we want to be better people.
Right. Sure.
I want to be better people.
And so let's talk about faith for a moment. How does faith help men to navigate some of these dilemmas in the workplace, in society? What role does faith play?
There's a verse in the Bible. I think it's Philippians 4. I can do all things. Now that's where faith comes in. Now I can do. Remember, you are between the verse to hear what the verse says. I can do all things. Who strengthens me?
Yeah.
There is nothing we can do out premises. If we are out of God's premises.
Yeah.
So we are out in there is nothing we can do. So ukholo luzawusinceda kwinto obangaba uThixo yena kule minority life esiyiphilayo, minority mind that esiyicinga ngayo. Because remember, ingqondo yethu always think bad. Our minds always think Paul who says, when I want to do good, because ingqondo always think that. So now if senza is in dobongi see qui premises, sikwi right yaska Thixo. I'm telling you, we can do better.
Amen. Amen.
We can do better. We can do better, but it's a war. That's a war. That's a battle. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. It's a battle. And this is why I like one guy, you must know, my friend, faith is a battle and a march.
Sure.
It's like a soldier. When a soldier has been killed here, a soldier will continually wounded, but 30 kilometers away, because faith is like a battle and a march.
Sure. That's powerful. But how do we practicalize that, my elder? Because I think, especially among the Christian young men out there, they know this verse, right? But how do we actually make it, how do we make it practical in our lives? What does it mean, well, I am in Christ who strengthens me? How do we do that? How do we get there?
There's a verse that says, Masinga kwili ze lukshangana. I'm coming to practicality.
Yes.
Lando, and remember, you were not born alone. Okay, you were born alone. Uzalwe wedwa.
Right.
Marike ngoku, there's a time ekufuneka into bangaba ube amongst the people.
Right.
And ezi zinto awuzukwazi uzenza uwe. AmaXhosa anekhalo elethi inkomo edla yodwa. Anabiyalaze lo khalo na. Emhlabeni awukwazi uba inkomo edla yodwa. Ufuneka into yobangaba amaxesha amaninzi you always usecaleni kwabantu. This is why it's very good. Your community around you, people's around you, like ifumaneka ebantwini man. Be the part. Be the part of people. Because now I'm trying to practicalize lento.
Yes.
So that nabanye abazalwane ndibabone into yokuba ngaba ubani, if ndiyoyisakala mna kule nto, mhlawumbi ngokujonga ubani osecaleni kwam ndingancedakala kulaa nto. Because remember, sincedwa nakukubona abanye abantu indlela izinto abazenza ngayo, then sincedakala. So I think practicalization of me xa ndiyithatha ndisa into yoba ngaba sukusuka around the people.
Okay.
Make sure most of the time you always close with people. This is why it's good to come to church on Wednesday. Let's come and fellowship together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then Friday, let's come and open Sabbath together. Because maungayenzi lanto, your faith is going down, up until you will find yourself dead.
That's such an important point, my elder, because I've said this in the past before. When we look around in our churches, I feel like there's a really gap of young men. There's a big gap that's missing. The churches are full of our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters and aunties, and they're not a lot of men. But what you're saying is, if they would be more intentional about even just attendance, that the Lord starts
working. Just attendance, Jeka. And I like this point that you are saying. Most changing goals of the dwelling of mama. I'm a daughter work. Ask yourself why.
Yeah.
Why? I'm a daughter work because going to Nama daughter. Most of our abandons it.
Sure.
I'm a daughter abandons it because needs up a hand and a full tete moyen. But God is as in the Asia, as you affect us slowly but surely.
Yes.
Because Galogu Tilama daughter sing about Amatota sing about from Teta. We don't want to talk.
Exactly.
We don't want to talk. For instance, I think the last year I lost one of my friends through death.
Oh,
and
man.
Then when I took that this same gondo nyam, uten ubana zanga teti. Plus, if ubana be teti le nati, mshambing, yes, sapila na ina mshambing. Because I'm a daughter, wafunu teta.
Yo.
Into, inza yetwa, ayetwa. Umbondo pangaba, uya pela. But you don't want to share. So what is important? Let's share. Yeah. Let's talk. So that the Kebelian season, because the remedy of helping each other is to say something about Mlomo Wethu. Yeah. Don't shut up. Talk.
Powerful. Now, how can modern Christian men especially, how can they stand firm in those values? You talked about the importance of knowing who you are and standing firm in your principles, so that whatever's happening in Mhlabeni, that's other people's business. It doesn't matter. I know who I am as indoda. So in what ways can a modern Christian man stand firm in his values while still engaging with this world that's just changing so rapidly?
Bongi. Life is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Life is tough. And then we're going to take up and chat on Balumfana, who this guy was speaking with on Wednesday. I just forgot his name. I said, I'm going to take up and chat on that. You know what? There are four things and think about that will help.
Mm-hmm.
That will help us stand to collect question. Yeah, number one, psychologically.
Okay.
If psychologically, ingqondo yakho like ingqondo yakho it's fruitful,
mm-hmm.
as much as yonke into isenzeke engqondweni. And remember, if ingqondo yam iye ayakwazi ukucinga better, then decisions I am taking, remember, are the decisions that can cause dobangaba it disdain yam is either doomed or is either good.
Right.
That's number one. Point number one, psychologically. We need to work psychology to be right, sing about daughters, about fun. Yes, because that's where the devil is fighting. Number two, social, exhaling.
Yeah.
Social, exhaling. If it is our elector, our elder, you better than Gumtalawe band. The first thing I must do, let me go social and ask about him. How is this guy social? Because I can be a good man in Gonzwen, but social, exhaling, people are saying something else about me. So that's point number two, socially. I think point number three, spiritually. I want to get that's the powerful one,
okay.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
If you can work spiritually with you, Simzame, Kangangongo, Sinako. This is why I quoted that verse says, I can do all things to whom, yes, who strengthens me.
Yeah.
Because me, to Anizugwaz. So, Yamba Nezom, now spiritually, psychologically, I think the last one, even physically,
yeah.
I must be a man of physical.
I'm
not saying by fighting, they like to fight because my morning, actually, hey, the physical position, it's good, I'm good looking. Now, the best thing I can do, let me no, you are not physically to fight. You are physically so that umzimba wakho healthically ukwazi ukuba ngaba izinto that you are thinking, izinto that you are doing, sibonto bangaba, no, this guy I can do something from, I can copy something from this guy.
Okay.
So I think nangwe yam stupidity of mind, those are things that can help us to go kweli lizwe. Ngoba ihlabathi bongi alizuye kutshintsha.
True.
Every day sivuka, sivuka nento entsha, sivuka nento entsha, sivuka nento entsha. And then the question, where do you stand wena ku position yakho?
I love that. Because you'll get dizzy trying to keep up with all the changes in the world.
Not dizzy alone, you'll get drunk.
Very true.
You will get drunk. Because position and now when Neshabat Bongi, can I say this?
Yeah.
Let us see that we are not going to change. Let us leave them as they are. There are things that we're not going to change. Let us leave them as they are. Because since the Zico. We were born Zico, and we will die Zico. What is important? Change yourself.
Hey.
Change your mind. Change your doings.
Hey.
Change it doesn't say your way. Change yourself. But it's about you will never change it. Leave it as it is. But if na when it's about change, I am trying to go bang bang the ilwe. I think song number 18. Ambani makres to jenga ma soldier. Christian soldiers.
Yeah.
The best in the Bible that says Ninani sin lechelen ambani ningemi.
Powerful. That's powerful.
Because I saw the thing we never change it. But what is important, Tina bantu abakulo, let's try by all means. Uthixo osincedayo ngaphakathi kwethu singamyilizeli, because he will help us every day time we're living. Because the last word I want to say, we want to be better people.
Amen. Amen. Oh, that's powerful. That's powerful. Now, we're coming close to the end of our conversation. Young men might struggle with is how to lead by example without coming across as judgmental or biting what deputy Jesus, you know? How can I be an example? How can a Christian man, lead by example without coming across as being judgmental or being rigid? How does a young man do that? Or a Christian man?
Abantu won't stop judging.
It's true.
People won't stop judging. Kukonendo zobanga ma singo Ellen White, singo singo James White, you see those things. And then if uza upile labantu, guys, we are not living as pile labantu. We are not living for people as pile labantu. Siphilela into kubanga abantu sethi into kubanga basisikholise lowo usibizileyo. So all I can say nabongi is inye into kubanga ba for us not to ngayibe kanjani for us not to let us not live for people man siphile lomuntu siphile labantu susuka ku principles zakho susuka ku values zakho susuka kwizinto that you told yourself that you want to do them. You want to do good. We want to do good. We want to do good as much as kunzima, but you want to do good. And ke ngoku people will abantu bazakususa abantu kwezo zinto. And ke ngoku if you allow people to remove you from those things, tomorrow we will see the reality of Bongi. Sibona uBongi be fake mo. She was a fake. Because of ebekgonywe ilento, because people will work so that they remove you kule position ukuyo yoba ufuna uba nguwe. So all I can say Bongi mina is that susuka kwi principles and values zakho, stick to them.
Amen.
Because tomorrow they are going to help you. Hlalela ikholweni lakho, stick to your faith, stick to trust your God, stick to your family. Stick to people around you who abantu abakwenzela izinto ezi right life in. Then you will see yourself as a good person. You will see yourself as a better person. And a better person, not a perfect person.
Right.
A better perfect person. Because Bongi, we won't be perfect.
True.
Sana sana topic enjalo. That are we perfect? Mm-mm. And I said, no, we're not perfect. We're not perfect. We are better. We are better, not perfect. Because when we talk about perfection, you speak about something else. But now, let me say, we are better people. Because tomorrow, we want to be better people. So by God's grace, by God's power, by God's help, let us not move from our principles, from our values, so that we take God as a matter, sibenga abantu abangcono tomorrow.
Powerful.
And remember, there are kids who are coming behind us.
Yeah.
And whatever we are doing now, singabantu abadala, singamadoda, it affects abantwana abazemva kwethu. Sibene problem nabantwana today who are evil. Abantwana bethu, they are evil. I'm sorry to use that word.
Yes.
Because as is the into abazibona zisenziwa sithi. Because we don't want to change. As if sifuna ubona singoba mna ndingumiste bani. Whatever we do, yenza into that is not affect abantwana tomorrow. Because remember, these kids are the one who stand firm tomorrow. And babe kubakwazi to quote and say, ndinjenjenje today is because of uElder Nyebetha. Ngelo xesha uElder Nyebetha is no longer there. Ugqunyiwe lingcwaba.
Yo, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. My elder, last
life?
Question. My
life,
yes, please continue.
Is power life? Life is heavy, life is powerful.
Yeah,
life is challenging. Okay, let's come to this point that one to ask.
Sure, yeah. I wanted to talk about accountability. I think this is an important one for men out there. What role does accountability play in maintaining Christian ethics, and how can men build strong accountability systems?
Outside the world, kunento kuthiwa zi organizations.
Right.
Outside the world, there are things that are the organizations where they help abantwana mhlambe for the rehabilitation, the rehabs, ezinjalo outside the world. So I think we need to bangaba size kwi point ezinjalo nathi enkonzweni so that sikwazi to bangaba sibe nazi izinto that will help abantu pa bangahambeli kude nathi. Because if as is Guazubanazo inside the church, then you are killing about fire spiritually.
Right.
Kukabanta fire spiritually. Because aziko is that boost is spirituality sabo. This is why kubalulekile into kubanga singabantu abaphilayo, most especially in the church of God, masenze izinto that will call people closer to each other so that ngomso, so that izokwazi obangaba bakwazi ukunedakala bakwazi ukugcinakala, because remember we are here to keep each other, sizozigcina sizozigcina sikwi position right, so that xa ubomi buphela buphele noko bendikwi position right noThixo. So ndicinga ngolo hlobo labonga into bangaba if sinoba nezinto ezinjalo enkonzweni, at least those things will help us. Like umzekelo, sine-Adventist man, kunefeko sine-Adventist man ejongana neeproblems zamadoda onke. I-Adventist man that helped nangosiya sinabuya ngono siya kwi-Congress ngoku soon, May ngoMay eMossel Bay. So sizawuhamba nonyana nabafana abantwana abancinci onyana bethu, so we will carry them to that Congress so that bayovizinto esingakwazi uzithetha thina mhlawumbi singootata babo. When they hear those things, at least izamnceda la mntana laa nto, even if sendingekho nangomso. Yabo, so ndicinga mna, I think noba I answered your question xa ndiyibeka ngolo hlobo. Let us have something, izinto that will help us enkonzweni to maintain, so to maintain i-position of yenteke ye-faith yethu. Then ngomso uThixo abe nathi, sizokwazi ukuthi this is our God that we are waiting for, that we were waiting for.
I love that. And what that says to me is that the systems are already there. They're in place. But this goes back to what you were saying earlier. They must attend. Come to church and you will find the support systems that you're looking for.
Yes. If you come to church, you will find the supporting systems. Because remember, you are not alone. Mm. And if you are alone, you will die alone. So come to church. Come to the organization of the church so that she's on the dana, so that we can move forward. Because remember, so as yes, all of us, we are new in this thing.
Yeah.
We are all new. Nobody knows God. Mm. It's only the devil who knows God. So we don't know God. We are new in this thing. So, and then we are working down with the banga, but we want to, Satan is working to take us away from God.
Wow.
But Tina, we want to go closer to God. So for us to go closer, let us come closer to each other.
Amen.
Then he can help us.
Amen. Amen. Sure. That was a beautiful conversation. Thank you so much, my elder, for coming through and for sharing your insights and your advice for the young men out there on how to maintain your principles, maintain your ethics, regardless of the changing world, regardless of everything happening out there. God bless you, my elder. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.